Now, what did they do? Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now, down in the land of Egypt, the children of Israel learned embalming. It is the belief of some that they not only learned embalming down there, but they were the ones who probably perfected the method that the Egyptians had of preserving the body. Because to a child of God, there is that connected with the body of the believer that we believe, whether in the Old Testament or the New, the body will be raised someday of the believer. It's sown in corruption, it'll be raised in incorruption. Sown in weakness, raised in power. And it will be also glorified body. And for that reason, why, the child of God has always had a particular reverence and care and concern for the body, but nothing pagan about it. Of course, the Egyptians became very pagan in this connection and were pagan in their thought of it. But the child of God has had a care about the burial of his body, but nothing that's been elaborate, and especially like today that we sometimes see many funerals. The whole thought was that the funeral service should bear out the fact that if this person is a child of God, that someday the believers would be with this loved one again. That is always the important thing. Now, they learned embalming as the Egyptians did it, and that was apparently the manner here. If you'll notice, they had linen cloth, and they had 100 pounds of myrrh, and they wrapped it. Now, notice that. And what the Egyptians did, you see, they would take the myrrh and aloes, and then they would begin wrapping a finger. When they'd get a finger wrapped, they'd rub in the myrrh and aloes. Then they'd do another finger, and so on. Then when they've done all the fingers, then they'd wrap the hand, and as they wrapped, they would put in the myrrh and aloes. That would seal it. That would keep the air out. Then when they'd finished wrapping the hand, they'd wrap the arm. When they finished wrapping the arm, they'd wrap it to the body, having wrapped the body previously. So that, you see, the body was made of well over 100 pounds, more than it actually weighed at the very beginning. In other words, and again I want to say I'm not being irreverent, they made a mummy of the Lord Jesus. And that is something to keep in mind in reference to the resurrection. Now we're told, now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. You see, this was convenient, too. They took him down before the Passover evening, before sundown the Passover began, and it was made possible by having this tomb close by. And they put him in there, and it actually wasn't concluded, because you'll recall that on the first day of the week, the women came with more myrrh, and they intended to put that in the body.